Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, December 8, 2025, through Friday, December 12, 2025. Monday, December 8, 2025. Florida woman sentenced for role in international money laundering conspiracy. Donette McGee was sentenced to 21 months in federal prison for her involvement in a sophisticated international money laundering organization that laundered more than $6 million in drug trafficking proceeds from Colombian cartels through the United States, the Caribbean, and European banking systems. Over the course of the investigation, $1 million was seized from corporate bank accounts and other investigative activity. Nearly 3,000 kilograms of cocaine, with a street value of over $90 million, was traced back to the money laundering organization. In or about October 2016, an investigation began into a sophisticated money laundering organization located primarily in Barranquilla, Colombia. During an extensive five-year investigation, the organization laundered over $6 million in drug proceeds through intermediary banks in the United States, including banks in Massachusetts, as well as additional proceeds through banks in the Caribbean and Europe by use of the Colombian Black Market Peso Exchange, BMPE. By using the BMPE, the defendants and their co-conspirators sought to conceal drug trafficking activity and proceeds from law enforcement, as well as evade currency exchange requirements in the United States and Colombia through the illegal currency exchange process. As part of the conspiracy, members of the organization held roles and responsibilities relative to the needs and opportunities of the scheme, such as drug suppliers, peso brokers, business owners / dollar purchasers. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, December 9, 2025. Owner of Memphis, Tennessee, Barbering and Cosmetology School, convicted of GI Bill fraud. Quanah Fields Harris was convicted of conspiracy to defraud the United States and wire fraud. According to the facts presented at trial, Harris was the owner of Last Minute Cut School of Barbering and Cosmetology, a purported barbering and cosmetology school from 2014 to 2019. During this period, Harris engaged in a scheme that defrauded the GI Bill, a federal program administered by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, designed to help veterans of the U.S. Armed Forces out of $625,000. Harris billed the VA for numerous veterans she enrolled at Last Minute Cuts who attended few, if any, classes, who received no instruction, did no practical exercises, took no tests or exams, and never obtained a state barbering or cosmetology license. Her school was, in reality, a sham. Many of the veterans Harris enrolled at Last Minute Cuts never set foot in the school again after the day Harris enrolled them. Yet Harris billed the VA for years thereafter for their purported attendance. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, December 10, 2025. Former Mashpee Wampanoag Tribe chairman sentenced to more than 3 years in prison for extortion and tax crimes. Cedric Cromwell, the former chairman of the Mashpee Wampanoag Tribe and former president of the tribe's gaming authority, was sentenced on November 5, 2025 for extortion in connection with the First Light Resort and Casino, which the tribe's gaming authority is building in Taunton, Massachusetts, as well as for failing to report hundreds of thousands of dollars of income on his federal income tax returns, most of which was related to the casino project. On May 5, 2022, a federal grand jury convicted Cromwell of 3 counts of extortion under color of official right and 1 count of conspiracy to commit extortion under color of official right, finding that he had extorted Robinson Green Beretta Corporation into paying him $50,000 in 2014 through 2015 giving him a $1,700 Bowflex Revolution home gym in 2016 and paying for a weekend stay at an upscale Boston hotel in 2017. The trial court dismissed the jury's convictions, but the First Circuit Court of Appeals reinstated them on September 27, 2024. Cromwell filed a petition with the U.S. Supreme Court, but the court declined to hear his appeal. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, December 11, 2025. Three leaders of Primary Health Network pled guilty to defrauding nonprofit medical organization of millions of dollars. Drew Pierce, Jack Lang, and Mark Marriott pleaded guilty in federal court to charges of agreeing to defraud their former employer. The three defendants and others agreed to insert a company called Topcoat, which they owned between PNH, Primary Health Network, and third parties, with Topcoat paying the third party for providing a service for PHN, purporting that Topcoat had done work when in fact it had not. Pierce, Ling, Marriott, and others split the profits, the difference between what PHN paid Topcoat and what Topcoat paid the third parties among themselves, including by issuing checks from the Topcoat bank account to themselves or other entities they controlled. In one deal alone in 2017, Topcoat received more than $200,000 additional from PHN than what it paid the true vendor on a project. Pierce, Lang, and others agreed to defraud PHN through a scheme in which the co-conspirators caused PHN to enter into contracts with the third party in exchange for the third party paying 50% of the fees associated received to an entity controlled by Pierce, Lang, and their conspirator. In all, Pierce, Lang, and their co-conspirator received more than $1.7 million in kickback payments from the third party between 2013 and 2020, the proceeds of which they split among themselves. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, December 12, 2025. Four California residents sentenced to prison in connection with $16 million hospice fraud and money laundering scheme. Juan Carlos Esparza, Susana Haratunian, Carpus Srapian, and Myron Panozin were sentenced to prison for their roles in defrauding Medicare of nearly $16 million through sham hospice companies and laundering the fraudulent proceeds. Additionally, in May 2025, Petros Fichazian was sentenced to 12 years in prison and ordered to pay restitution of $17,179,060. According to court documents, Esparza schemed with others, including co-defendants, to bill Medicare for hospice services that were medically unnecessary and never provided. From July 2019 until January 2023, the co-conspirators operated four sham hospices and concealed the scheme by using foreign nationals' names and personally identifiable information to act as straw owners for the hospices and to open bank accounts, submit information to Medicare, and sign property leases. They also controlled and used cell phones in the names of foreign nationals. In total, Medicare paid the sham hospices nearly $16 million. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.